The direct provision system set up to deal with asylum seekers coming to Ireland is to be brought to an end by 2024. The government has today published an ambitious plan which promises that anyone applying for protection here will be helped integrate into society from day one. Health, housing, education and employment supports are all to be built into the new regime. Minister Roderick O'Gorman said the current system was just not fit for purpose.
Direct provision was established 20 years ago, at the time as a temporary solution, but it has remained ever since. And too often it has failed to meet and failed to respect the basic dignities of people coming here to Ireland who are seeking protection. Too often it was hostile. Too often it resulted in isolation and it resulted in institutionalisation. And it has cost the state over €1 billion over this period. It's clear that as a policy, direct provision failed.
Minister Roderick O'Gorman. Well, the movement of asylum seekers in Ireland has given a cautious welcome to the plan. Boulay Annie is a spokesperson for the group. He told our reporter Sinead Spain that some aspects of the white paper lack imagination.
Many of the plans that are announced actually will not be put on a statutory footing. So it won't be legally binding, for instance, that asylum seekers will spend 4 months in a reception system before they are moved into accommodation in the community. And that is problematic for us because the system of direct provision itself was established as a short-term stays. So people were told that they're going to stay in direct provision for 6 months. And as we know from experience, that people have spent as many as 10 years in the system of direct provision. So we need a law to be passed by the Oireachtas to ensure that asylum seekers don't spend longer than 4 months in the reception system. And that needs to be legally binding for many reasons, including holding the government accountable. Otherwise, it would be difficult to hold them accountable if it's not legally binding.
It is a fairly ambitious plan, and there are other aspects of it that you do welcome.
Yes, there are aspects, but particularly when you consider that there is a move to get families out of congregated settings. We've raised many issues about children, for instance, feeling unsafe in having to share intimate living spaces with strangers in direct provision centres, such as canteens, for instance, having to go and queue in the canteen, but also parents sharing bedrooms with all their children, and you might find different age groups, teenagers, for instance, not having their private privacy being respected. And so we welcome the move to get families out of congregated settings, but also an end to the segregated nature of direct provisions system, with concerns, of course, that there are still restrictions on the right to work for asylum seekers. And that's very worrying, considering that the government is talking about integration from day one, which will not be realized if you still have restrictions on labour market access.
And that was Boulay Annie, spokesperson for the movement of asylum seekers. We can talk now to Dr. Liam Thornton, who's Associate Professor of Law at UCD and has been taking a look at this white paper. Dr. Thornton, it's a substantial document, 177 pages, and I suppose a plan is one thing, implementation is another. But the plan as outlined, how do you assess it?
Afternoon, Brian. I welcome it very much, subject, of course, to engaging a bit more fully with the report, given its length. Key acceptance by the state after 21 years that direct provision is a gross breach of human rights, and by 2024 to ending the system. Respectful accommodation, ensuring people aren't institutionalised, as Bulliani Mafako had mentioned, that people claiming protection are not segregated from communities while undergoing determination of their protection claim. Like Bulliani Mafako, I'd also kind of would emphasise the need for the initial reception phase of 4 months within reception centres to be restricted by law, and also the report acknowledgement finally within government of wholly inappropriate and paltry weekly allowances that currently exist, and proposals for weekly allowances akin to those who may access social protection. Along with the right to work and acknowledging the analysis of the movement of asylum seekers in Ireland, the Day Advisory Group, led by Dr. Catherine Day, did recommend 3 months presence in the state prior to a protection seeker gaining access to the labour market. A little disappointing that the state is going to, and has in fact provided that after 6 months. So hopefully that could be something to be looked at.
I'm just wondering, what about people that are currently in the system, in direct provision, and perhaps have appealed a refusal of asylum? What, if anything, is in this plan for them?
That's a key concern, that we have an acknowledgement that direct provision is wholly inappropriate, which the government has finally acknowledged after what years of activists and civil society, Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission have said for decades now. And it would have been appropriate, I think, for the white paper to acknowledge that there does need to be immediate, very near immediate changes for persons who, Brian, as you mentioned, are within direct provision, who may be there for a number of years yet. I think their one key area would be an equalisation of social protection supports, and that could be forwarded in a relatively short period of time. So it was a little disappointing that the white paper doesn't acknowledge, while acknowledging direct provision as a gross violation of human rights, doesn't propose any immediate amelioration for people who will be subject to the system.
What about then delivering on these commitments, which I think everybody accepts are ambitious? Looking at the plan, would you be confident that it can be delivered on? Is the commitment and resources there to make it happen?
The resources, and from my speed read, it has to be said, do seem to be promised to implement the plan. That question of implementation by 2024, there does seem to be various strategies, a financial outlay in place, engagement with local communities as regards initial reception centres. But I suppose history is often a good indicator of what happened in the past, and past reports into the system of direct provision, the recommendations have been implemented in a piecemeal fashion or not at all. Mm-hmm. But now that this has the status of a white paper, you would hope more seriousness would be given, and that this is a committed plan by government to end in direct provision.
Very good. Dr. Liam Thornton, Associate Professor of Law at University College Dublin, thank you for that.